Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello and welcome to Jewel Says. I'm Julie, Jewel's grandmother. All stories, opinions, and perspectives on this podcast are mine, unless I have a guest, and then they are theirs. My opinions and perspectives are not the opinions of Acast or any podcast provider you listen to your podcast from, or their employees, affiliates, shareholders, friends, frenemies, you know what I mean. Just me. You ever catch yourself sounding like your mom or someone else who you thought was really old not so very long ago? It happens to me all the time, and it's happened to my daughters, not just recently, even when they were young, like teenager young. I remember Catherine telling me once, because she's always been one for telling everybody everything. If you don't already listen to Catherine Ryan's podcast, please do so that you see what you've been missing. She's an absolute delight, and I'm not just saying that because she's my daughter. I'm capable of being objective. I recognized when she had less than delightful moments, and I can't take credit for how delightful she is any more than mums can be blamed when their offspring are not delightful. Although, I would like to blame some parents of some diabolical man I won't name. Anyway, her podcast is called Telling Everybody Everything. And if you don't listen to it, you need to. Oh, that reminds me. Sorry, I'm kind of off on a tangent again here. I thought this was kind of funny. I was out for dinner. I'm in Sarnia, dog sitting for someone this week. And I was out for dinner and I met someone for the first time who apparently moved here from London, England, I think 4-ish years ago, something like that. So I said, oh, my daughter lives in London. Have you heard of Catherine Ryan? And she said, oh, yeah. Have you heard of Kevin Smith? Who? Kevin Smith, you know, he's an electrician. And I thought, she hasn't heard of Catherine, which is fine. All you had to do was say no. But no, no, she interpreted this as me being that kind of idiot who thinks that if you live in London, you know every other person in London, that it's not an enormous city of millions and millions of people. It's kind of like I've heard people say that I have a friend going to Canada. Maybe you can pick them up at the airport. And they're flying into Vancouver, but you live in Toronto. It was that kind of thing. So clearly she hadn't heard of Catherine, which is fine. But for her to say to me, oh, have you heard of Kevin Smith? He's an electrician. So I said, oh, and I felt really bad after I said this. No, I haven't heard of Kevin Smith, which surprises me because, you know, I'm sure Kevin Smith is the kind of electrician who's on panel shows all the time, who does tours, who's on television all the time. It just doesn't make sense that I haven't heard of him. Was it mean of me to say that? Then she said, well, forget it. Okay. I just thought that was kind of amusing. And I felt a bit bad because I didn't mean for it to sound as though I expected her to know who Catherine was. The thing that irritated me was that she assumed it was, I was asking her a really stupid question. Yeah, I think that's what bothered me about it. What do I care if she thinks I'm stupid? Oh, well. But where was I? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Catherine told me years ago, I'm pretty sure it was her. I don't think it was Carrie. She was still in high school. She told me that as she approached a couple of the male teachers in the hall at school, she said instinctively, "Hello, gentlemen," which you might think strange coming from a 16-year-old. But the funny thing to me was that her mind immediately raced to this rapid-fire train of thought that kind of went something like, "That sounds familiar. Where have I heard that? Oh, shit, I sound like my mother." Ha, 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 ha. We all have those moments, I'm sure. This week, Halloween week, I said something that reminded me of my dear departed mother-in-law. I don't mean Abe's mom, and I don't say ex-mother-in-law, because my mother, Dorothy, always said that you don't divorce the family. I'm referring to my ex-husband's Irish mom, the girl's Nana, who I loved and who I think rather loved me. We didn't have the kind of fractured relationship that some daughters and mothers-in-law have. She was great. She even accepted that I was kind of a bad woman. And by bad woman, I mean I didn't provide the level of domestic service to her son that she provided to her family. I didn't iron underwear. I didn't iron tea towels or sheets. I cooked meals, even though I always hated the day-to-day drudgery of cooking those meals. But my meals were perhaps prepared with a little less care and consideration, maybe because it was a job I didn't really want, but it was my job. She would have invested much more care and consideration. Well, she did. She invested much more care and consideration in her cooking. Nana knew what everyone in the family liked, and she made all the different foods for all of them, even for her two brothers who would swing by to visit her at lunchtime. Each of them would sit down to a specially prepared meal just for him. On the other hand, in my house, we ate a lot of stir fries, cat food chicken, and cat food pork chops. Not actual cat food. I used to season pork chops or chicken breasts and roast them in the oven with canned cream of mushroom or cream of celery soup. It was fast, it was easy, gluten-free, delicious, and it kept the meat moist and tender. And Catherine remarked one day that she really liked this cat food chicken. "Cat food?" I asked. "Cat food?" "Yeah, it kind of looks like cat food," she said. Okay. From then on, that's what we called it. Cat food chicken, cat food pork chops. It was kind of my specialty. But I got thinking about dear Nana when I said to Catherine that Fred is just a baby. He's not a fan of dressing up in a Halloween costume and only trick-or-treated at two houses. Then he was done. Done. "Aw, he's just a baby," I said. Oh my God. I know I am very much like my own mom, but am I also becoming Nana, even though I haven't seen her in, over 20 years? Nana and Papa sometimes would visit us in Sarnia, not every year, but certainly as often as we could swing it. And some years we just went to see them. And coming to Sarnia was such a big trip for them that they stayed long enough to make it worth the cost of the flights, which for them was anywhere from 3 to 7 weeks. As much as I loved Nana, to be perfectly honest, I find 3 to 7 weeks with anyone a bit stressful. I still had to go to work, and there was effort to entertain them because we made a point of having all the Irish friends over, going out with the Irish friends. And both Nana and Papa really appreciated a good time. They weren't just Nana and Papa. They were a lot of fun. They loved a good crack, as they would say. And Nana was very good at not interfering. She decided early on that she would help by doing laundry, but she left the childcare cooking and cleaning up to me. She would put something in the oven if I asked her to, but other than that, she left it up to me. And I don't think she did it because she didn't want to. I think she did it because she didn't want to interfere. And she never criticized anything I did. She didn't criticize how I raised the children. And in retrospect, that had to be difficult. My children were her only grandchildren. The only thing she ever said to me, and it didn't even sound like criticism, was one time when I was clearly expecting something from Catherine that probably I shouldn't have. I think because Catherine could speak so well from such a young age, and she seemed to demonstrate an emotional maturity beyond her years, it took me a while to realize that she was, you can't just say to a three-year-old, please clean your room, and expect them to go and clean their room and do it properly without help. Clean your room is a very broad ask. It's not a task. It's a whole collection of tasks. It would have made more sense to just expect, let's put these toys away. That's doable for a three-year-old. And there was one of those times when Nana said, Jewel, she's just a baby. And I said to her, no, she's not a baby. She's 3 years old, which seemed particularly grown up to me at the time because now I had an actual baby again, Catherine's little sister Joanne. And I was one of those mums who didn't want the children eating a lot of sweets. We didn't eat dessert and we didn't have candy or chips in the house unless there was a special occasion. And Nana thought that the children should have chocolate more often, which worried me at the time. After she was diagnosed with diabetes, though, she quickly became very slim. She hadn't been obese before the diagnosis, but she just tended to have a little bit of extra weight around the middle, as we old gals tend to get, including me. And I recall asking her what she did to get so thin. Well, Jewel, I wouldn't have a bar of chocolate every day. Every day? Every day? Oh my God, I was so jealous. I had to abstain from bread, rice, potatoes, man food, as I called it. And I was still all there, as Nana would put it. Ah, sure, Jewel, you're all there, aren't you? All she had to do to look svelte was cut out eating a bar of chocolate every day. I wish. One day I was giving Catherine a snack of green grapes. Jewel, Nana said, are you sure she should have those grapes? Won't she get sick? What? You're worried about grapes, but you think chocolate is fine. I just didn't get it. Honestly, though, those were pretty much the only things she ever said about my mothering style. And I don't think that even counts as criticism. Just a comment. I wonder now, looking back, if it was hard for her to say nothing. I have plenty of friends who have to bite their tongues, not only for their daughters-in-law, but for their own children. You know what? It just occurred to me. It's interesting that I've never heard any of the mums, my friends who are mums, complain about their sons-in-law, which is strange. All my friends seem to love their sons-in-law, which I don't understand. Don't get me wrong, I love the ones I have now. But there were times, I'll tell you, I wonder if my friends are being honest. I don't know. Maybe they're just really diplomatic. Or maybe their daughters just somehow figured out how to choose well right off the hop.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So it's occurred to me that maybe Nana was being diplomatic, but I do think she genuinely liked me. I used to do her hair every week when she visited, so she didn't have to go to the hair salon. She found the prices here appallingly high, and no one did her hair quite the way she liked it, so she might as well let me do it. She liked it styled in the lovely classic white lamb do. And I have Catherine once again to thank for the name of that hairstyle. It looks like a lamb, she said when she was little, and of course it stuck. She was always so observant. I think most small children would have had absolutely no opinion on their grandmother's hairstyle. Certainly, they wouldn't have pondered it long enough to give it a name or compare it to a really sweet little animal. The other thing that must have been challenging for them is things are a little bit different here in Canada than they are in Ireland. They certainly were then. I know that I had a hard time with some of the differences when I went there at first. And of course, it makes sense that Nana and Papa had a hard time with some of the differences when they came here. Our summers, for example, get hot and humid and sticky. I know that in recent years, England, Ireland, and Europe seem to be getting more and more of that type of weather in the summer. But here, you can count on it. For older people who were not well-traveled, it must have seemed really strange. I'm sure they thought of Canada as cold until their son moved here and they visited for themselves. We didn't have central air conditioning when the kids were little, but we did have a window air conditioner in the kitchen. It wasn't super efficient, but it took the edge off the heat and the humidity, just enough to make it tolerable. Before I left for work, one of my instructions was, every day, if you need to turn the air conditioner on, please close the windows. The open windows let hot air in. But this concept is counterintuitive to Nana and Papa. It's hot. You open a window. I don't know whether they didn't believe me or whether they just forgot what I said, but every hot day, without fail, I would say, I would get home from work to the air conditioner blasting, all the windows open, and the two of them sitting on the couch, covered in suntan lotion, which was rubbing off on the couch, surrounded by the day's newspapers, sweating and fanning themselves. Jesus, the heat, Nana would exclaim. Yes, I would remind them, let's close these windows. We're letting the hot air in and the air conditioner can't keep up. Oh, one of the other things that we enjoyed here was excellent water pressure, whereas the shower at my in-laws, back then anyway, was more like, I guess the closest thing I could compare it to. Have you ever, when you're swimming, filled your mouth with water and then just pushed a tiny stream out through your teeth, you know, with your teeth clenched? That amount of water pressure is similar to the water pressure that they had in their shower. Did you even need a shower curtain? You certainly didn't have to worry about flooding the bathroom with that kind of water pressure. You did have to worry about getting your hair properly rinsed. Even my ridiculously fine thin hair. And before I left for work, one of my instructions was, every day, if you take a shower, please make sure you put the shower curtain on the inside of the tub so you don't flood the bathroom. But this must have seemed pointless to them. You could never flood the bathroom from their shower. Very often, I would get home from work. Nana would tell me that there had been a little water in the bathroom that she had to clean up. And a few times there had been so much water that it actually seeped through the floor and dripped into the basement. About basements, depending on where you live, a basement could be non-existent or a dingy, damp little crawl space. But in Ontario, most homes have a basement, and most of those basements have lovely functional rooms, a recreation room, bedrooms, a bathroom. Our basement had all three and a little bar. This was where the girls' bedroom was, which was given up for Nana and Papa when they came to visit. And in the Ontario summers, when Nana and Papa typically visited, the humidity and heat means we have bugs. Not just a few flies, swarms of mosquitoes, deer flies, horse flies, usually in northern Ontario, fewer of those in Sarnia, but still, we get these tiny little bugs that come out at dusk. I don't even know what they're called, but you can see dark patches swirling in the air where they swarm. So all of our houses have screens on the windows. I thought it was strange that the windows in Ireland did not have screens, so I assume they have fewer bugs flying around than we do. We happened to have a couple of windows in the basement without screens, though. I don't know why. I suspect they might have been damaged and just hadn't been replaced yet. But we just knew not to open those windows. Before I left for work, one of my reminders was, If the air conditioner isn't on and you open windows, please don't open any of the windows that don't have screens. They must have thought I was such a nag. One night, everyone had just gone to bed, and I heard from the basement, Barry? Barry? There's a big black cat below. So he went downstairs to handle the big black cat. I laid there and listened, and then I got the details of what I missed after. It kind of went something like this. What happened? I asked. The cat was running around the basement. The cat hid under the couch. Barry was chasing the cat. He finally peeked under the couch at the cat. The cat had clearly come in through the unscreened open window. We told you to keep those windows closed. And, of course, Nana felt terrible about it, so there was kind of ensuing apologies and panic. But this cat was still under the couch. Barry looked under the couch. He could see big glowing eyes looking back at him. He's not a huge fan of cats either, and he didn't know how vicious this cat might be. It's certainly not a cat who knew and loved him. So he got a cushion from the couch and started shoving it at the cat to get him out. The cat finally, scooted out. Barry grabbed it by the scruff of the neck. The cat's flailing, arms and legs akimbo. Barry throws it at the window to throw it out. The cat hits the window, falls right back into the basement, and he has to try and catch him again. Why did you close the window? You told me to close the window. Well, not until we get the cat out. Anyway, they did eventually get the cat out. Poor Nana. I'm sure it was very challenging dealing with everything that was so different over here. Sometimes you forget the details. And as much as I found it a bit challenging having visitors for weeks at a time in a small space, I never saw her again after the girl's father and I split. Nana was lovely. She was loving, a lot of fun. She was funny. She was kind. She had plenty of girlfriends, and she invested so much care in caring for her loved ones. A lot more than I did. She passed away a few years ago, and I think of her often. And today was one of those days. Jewel, she's just a baby. You were absolutely right, Nana. And it went by so fast. I hope you had a very exciting Halloween. Maybe next year Fred will enjoy it a little more. Jewel Says is written, produced, recorded, edited, and mastered by me, Julie McCarthy. Music also by me. If you have anything you'd like to share or ask, email me at jewelsays@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here, even if I'm just keeping you company while you drive, do dishes, clean the house, cook. Thank you. I'd love it if you took a few minutes to rate, review, or share Jewel Says. Have a happy, safe, healthy week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.